Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is the one and only...
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Yes. John Ramos. Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The producer. One, two,
three, four.
One, two, three.
Three, one, one.
We are.
Yes.
I want to say it.
Testing. I can't count.
That is amazing. That was just, yeah.
Wow.
We appreciate that. Azusa Street, if you missed our earlier program, my goodness, we so enjoyed having Steve Kalaszewski and Barbara Steele. Begin to just remember the wonders of the Lord.
Yes.
And you think about it, and I think Steve even talked about it on the air, talking about some glory stories and hunger. And that one particular lady named Gail, that she was discouraged, and the word of the Lord came to her was about just remember the stories, remember what God has done.
Hmm.
And, so, and there's people that have said, you know, just, you know, that was old. And it's like, that's all we have is what he has done.
Hello.
So we're believing what he's going to do now and in the future. And so that builds your faith.
Sure.
And, you know, it's been a while since the New Testament has been written. And that's what we read that. And it just inspires us. And so don't listen to the people like that. You just want to remember everything God has done as much as you can, as long as you can remember. But there comes a day sometimes.
You just don't.
You just go, you might see my keys. You see my keys anywhere? You have my keys? I hadn't seen them anywhere. But it won't bother you because you won't remember that.
That's right.
But we want to go right into beginning a conversation, and hopefully it just unfold, you know, as the Lord leads. And I guess you would call it a prophetic conversation, the fulfillment of prophecy. It looks like a lot of things are being fulfilled as we speak. And we're telling you things that have unfolded since, you know, God's just been speaking and sharing. And with some of the things we've shared, you'll hear some things talked about in this conversation about bits and pieces that have been shared, and we'll also try to make those related so you can actually get this whole full conversation to know it dimensionally. But, you know, the Lord says that he does nothing unless he reveals it first to some of his folks, who tells everybody what God revealed and what he's saying and doing. It's Amos. He talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's happening. And the thing about it, he tells us, God loves you, by the way. He loves you so much. Understand this. He loves you so much that he gave his son to have a relationship with you. And his son, Jesus, loves you and him so much that he was willing to lay down his life for you and the Father. And the Father raised his son up from the dead so that you too can be raised from the dead. So just when you hear all this, understand it's based on a loving Father who's saying, listen, I want to gather you to myself. And understand when we start talking about Ezekiel 38 and 39, it ends with saying, then Israel will know that she has sinned against me and she has done wrong against me and all these different things. But what happens prior to that, Israel turns to God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes hardships happen in our life to bring us back to a place in God. And sometimes just hardships happen to train us up and give us character. If you run from hardship, you're probably not a person of character.
Right.
And somebody who has a lot of hardship, you're probably a real deep person of character.
That's right.
Or serving time. And then, but just, you know, I was just spending time with the Lord this morning, just soaking and abiding with God. And please start abiding with Jesus. He loves you. He wants to hang out. If you need a plan, we have one at iabide.org. But when I was seeing what's taking place in with Israel and the Middle East and what's taking place with Ukraine and Russia and Putin and President Obama and America and Syria, it could be just overwhelming to you if you don't hear from God. But if we hear from God, God just brings us chaos and brings order to it in your ability to understand. Then he gives us a grace to begin to understand it. But we all know in part and prophesy in part. So I'm just going to share with you the part that I feel like the Lord's revealing to me. You notice that all of a sudden, because Syria had been doing what they were doing for quite some time. They had been, you know, at war. The president of Syria had been doing these different things. But suddenly, you know, our president got involved and he started targeting Syria and said, we're going to deal with Syria. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, it had been happening already.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, at the beginning of when we chose our leader in America, they had the Russian Navy behind our our choice of leader. The whole was the Russian Navy, by the way, which was sitting off the coast of Syria and the coast of Israel all during that time. And so what we noticed was that it was like all of a sudden, you know, the Syria become this, you know, Syria. I'm going to hit you, Syria. I'm going to bomb you, Syria. We're going to deal with you, Syria, and all these different things, you know.
There's probably about 30 to 40,000 people that have been already killed in this chaos up until this point. And
right.
Really,
nothing was
hearing.
Said.
No, not at all. Now there's 100,000 plus.
But. So it looks like at that point that that's what's going to go on. Mm-hmm. But if you would have heard organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, you would understand that this is really Alinsky Tactics 101, that those whoever are organizing the world right now.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing was they you first had to pick a target, and the target at that particular point, there's been a lot of targets picked, but that particular target was Syria. And then you got to polarize over this target. And so they began to polarize the world over Syria. The whole world became divided. And that's what that means, polarized. Mm-hmm. And this is what an Alinsky follower would say, and he did say, and we have it down, is a Gantz. Mm-hmm. Marshall Gantz, he says, you first have to polarize to organize. And so when you start seeing Alinsky tactics used, and you're looking at, you know, methodologies of organizing a people, here's organizing the world, you know, workers of the world unite, that so the target was Syria all of a sudden. And this has been a lot of different targets. This time was Syria, because we're talking, we're progressively getting to Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so then you start looking at Secretary of State John Kerry replaces former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And who just traveled the whole world, the most traveled reportedly Secretary of State, potentially and allegedly organizing the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that based on our knowledge and what we've learned, and you can find out more at the VFN Torch and listen to every segment and look at the links, the related links, and find out for yourself that President Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are brother and sisters. They were both mentored by the same father, Saul Alinsky. Hillary Clinton was brought out of was found in a church thing in Chicago. And I believe maybe the same for President Obama. I don't know at the time, but they worked for him. And she wrote her paper, her term paper, which is still to this day. I'm not going to go into all that, and you can find out about it. But it's obviously they really feel strongly about these kind of tactics. And, you know, with that, and the president taught it according to the back cover, I believe, or anyway, the Chicago Tribune, yes, for 4 years. He taught it for him, Saul Alinsky, is possibly on the payroll. But so that these tactics, and you would think, well, hey, if they work. But the problem is with the Alinsky tactics, Saul Alinsky dedicated his 13 tactics to Lucifer. He dedicated to Lucifer. I mean, that alone is like, okay, hey, you know, it was sounding pretty good, but I just can't use tactics dedicated to Lucifer.
Right.
And but what happens is you first have to pick a target, then you have to polarize over that target and divide people over. And so everybody, the whole world became divided over Syria. And it's just understand, don't lose your head over the fact that the mobs, that the people just are easily organized. That's why you have to be very careful as a Christian that you do like Paul, and you do not use any enticing words or any fancy stuff to convince somebody to follow Jesus. You only share with them the gospel and the power of the cross so they make a decision to follow Jesus and not you.
Right.
Refuse to manipulate folks, because the human nature, probably the sin nature, you know, just wants it through the flesh versus believing God for the spirit. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very, very careful, but just realize I was going for a long time crying out, what's wrong? Why are we so easily, you open a brand new gate and all the cattle goes right through it. And then the Lord just began to reveal to me what I spoke about for quite some time, called children, organizers of the day versus organizer of the day versus organizer of the night, organizers of the night. And it's about the Alinsky methodology. So they did, they picked a target. The target was Syria. But after they polarized to organize, they shifted everything, and Secretary John Kerry was chosen. God spoke to me very specifically and show me the outcome is not going to be good. Understand this. I'm just telling you what I believe the Lord is saying, that we know in part and we prophesy in part, but this is the part I'm telling you that I feel like the Lord's revealed to me, and what he showed me specifically is that what John Kerry is doing, and he's not, I don't think it's his plan. I think it's a whole crew that wants to organize the world.
Right.
And he's part of that, you know, but what he's doing is going to cause pain on Jews and Christians. It's going to minimize Jews and Christians on if it's successful. It's going to in other words, like, yeah, I remember that. Wasn't that like,
he's the front man.
He's the front man for it. And he literally, he went over there and threatened, and you can hear it on VFN, go to the VFN Torch or VFNTV.com and hear it and see it. But he said openly to Israel, do you want another intifada?
Yeah.
He was like, you're the Secretary of State for America, not Palestine. And he threatened, and it was amazing. It was like, oh my goodness, we're fixing to get whacked now. But the Lord showed me, and I said, he was going to come live on television, and he was going to speak to the world. And the whole world leaned in to listen, because the organizers of darkness, Children of the Night, are doing, and I remember I said, this is when it's going to happen. He's going to speak, and he's going to be speaking at 106. And that's what the Lord told me, gave me that number, and when he spoke to me in that night vision. And that's exactly right. Is that not right?
Exactly what happened.
And he came on, and he began to just say, and what he did was he began to target something. He targeted Syria. You have to understand it. You know, when you read about the Alinsky tactics and you can find about it, it's a bipolar type thing. You have to be void of any, it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're targeting, polarizing, and organizing, because you're moving people to places. And so the goal was not obviously to stop Syria from doing what they're doing, because that went away. But what were they trying to organize? Well, I can't tell you what was in their head or their mind, and maybe they can't either, because when you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, God says, you know, I will make a thought come into your head to cause you to do something stupid, basically. And so God's fulfilling his prophecies and different things that are going on, and men just think that's their idea. But out of nowhere, remember the Russian fleet now. The Russian fleet, the Russian Navy fleet was like 30-foot pitcher behind the choices of our leader, wherever the DNC was, North Carolina. And we're choosing the leader of America. While we have the Russian Navy, a whole fleet of the Russian Navy behind our choice of leader. There are no such things as mistakes on those sets. There could be on the road you make mistakes. Yeah. Followed by, you know, I'll have more flexibility after this election. I'll transmit that to Vladimir. And which is Putin. And so President Putin, so now you're looking at the whole world stage is set. Remember, we talked about the G20 and how the president was not only 15 minutes behind, he was like 30 minutes behind all the other nations. For whatever reason, you know, he did not walk out with the rest of the nations. He came trailing the other nations. And God is shouting to us that you are being humbled. I am humbling you. And you're going to be last if you don't wake up America, the church in America, for what's going on. And we get back from this break. We'll talk more about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today, you may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
If you haven't yet gone to the front
front of VFNTV.com, and it is a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Hello, hello.
I was talking more about the Ford thing, not necessarily
Ford.
Any kind of
Ford.
Yeah, the Ford F-150 low overhead type
head thing.
Bump, blood sacrifice.
Okay.
That
seems that I just think we just had another one up under the studio because the studio.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna have to put pads around him.
I'm telling
just
you,
just pads.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever.
He just gets he's so intelligent. Sometimes he just disconnects from all things.
Totally.
And the world just bumps into him.
See, totally.
And he's shocked. He's just shocked.
No,
what was that? That was a wall, Pat. That was a wall.
Careful.
It could be all that stuff you spoke over me. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, I've been trying to break all this stuff. I've been watching it come to pass.
I think it's trying to break you. I'm not sure.
I know. Scary thought.
Anybody see my keys?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking prophetically, trying to see what's unfolding, kind of get it. It's not enough to know the news. We need to know what to do with the news that we know. And we're talking how it looks like the world's being organized for a strategy here, obviously a dark strategy, but even though you know, men conspire against God and God's plan, God laughs, and but we as men don't. We're like, oh my goodness, Lord, but we pray. And so we look at, as I was talking about, so you're looking that Syria was targeted, the world was polarized over, and everybody had an opinion: attack, don't attack, rescue, go over there, get those people, do this kind of thing. This is the terrible thing about it, too. It's the fact is, did these people who were doing the organizing facilitate the use of gas on those children and those women so that they could do something and target cause us to do? Could you think about it? Because it's evil. It's just so evil. Well, here was military. Here was the Secretary of State John Kerry coming up. He spoke exactly when, you know, God was laying on my heart when he was going to speak. Told me when he was going to speak, the time he's going to speak, and that his goal, if his plans are fulfilled, it's not going to be good for the church and for the Jews, that Christians and Jews will be minimalized. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
If not pulverized, not polarized.
Wow.
And let's say he doesn't like the Jews and Christians. So then they organize and think about this. So that they got everybody targeted now on. We're trying to understand prophecy. So this is what you're watching on your news. So all of a sudden it's like Syria. And that just excited the Arab League of Nations. And they became polarized over the whole issue. And they're like, yeah, we don't want these guys shooting off these chemical weapons and killing us. And all of a sudden you had the entire, almost like 500 million Muslims with maybe 21 different Muslim nations that united, which is a real difficult thing to do, but they united around this particular cause, and they were ready to stand with America, who were saying that we were going to deal with Syria. which that's kind of typical. That's what happens in the history. And America's history was America would take the lead in doing something that's positive and people would get with America and we would go do it together. And but the strangest thing happened once things were targeted, when things were polarized, when everybody got on an agreement with America dealing with it. Our president takes this entire polarized, okay, everybody's on the right, this this side, not the right side, but this side, and just hands it over like a football to this president called Putin. And he turns over the entire, based on the news reports, he turns over the entire Arab League over to Gog, over to Rush. He turns them over. It's like, where did that come from? You know, how in the world, I'll transmit this to Vladimir. I'll have more flexibility. That's some serious flexibility, but turn the unity and the effort and the knowingness of America that would come in and do some positive things for to help humanitarian reasons and all. That all of a sudden, when they united and they were polarized and they came together, we just passed it off. We could have actually said, let's do something positive here and, you know, stop this massacre taking place in Syria. Instead, he just passed the football to the one that he said, transmit to him, I'll transmit to him that I'll have more flexibility. That's some huge flexibility to turn over the enemy of Israel, the entire enemies of Israel, who the radical Islamists, not everybody, but the ones who want to push Israel in the sea, the people who read the Quran and follow it to its T, that we just turn them over to Gog, to Rush. And so that's what we're talking about, Ezekiel 38 and 39. I feel like, as I was just praying this morning, that we could be on the verge of that prophecy being fulfilled. It's because, so all of a sudden, we just hand over. I mean, it's on the nobody. It's on the news. Like, we weren't even ashamed to do what we did, and turned over the enemies of Israel to Russia, who is friends with Persia, which is Iran, who says this is what they're going to do. While we're giving Iron Curtain to Turkey, which potentially could be, and nobody really knows, but it could be Gomer. But it says that they're going to come from the north. Well, that's, you know, the north. It's come from every, it's like a cloud from every angle over the mountains. And so we're looking at potentially things are being set up now where all of a sudden, and you can't say God hadn't given certain folks these thoughts because they're saying it all the time. We want to come over you and push you into the sea. We want to remove you from the face of the earth. And so they're already thinking this, those that are negative in the context of that. And so here we are. You have to polarize to organize. So you polarize, you organize to polarize. You polarize to organize, Marshall Gantz said, which is one of the leaders in our current president's campaign when he was running. He says, then you settle. And the settle aspect of that Alinsky tactic is, okay, we settle with, okay, they're okay now with Putin taking this thing because they thought they were going to have to go to war. It looked really, really bad. But now they backed off. And whoever thought it would have been okay. But it, but when you make it look so bad that your sons and daughters are going to have to go fight in Syria and the Middle East, and then back off and say, well, just hand this to Putin and just let him handle it.
Right.
And so it was just very interesting that that the Muslim nations had no problem with that. No problem with that at all. So in the context of that, that you're now you're seeing, okay, that happened and everything just kind of calmed back down again. Syria's still doing what they were doing. And the very ones who acted so concerned, including Secretary of State John Kerry, he's not even talking about Syria. Mm-mm. He is talking against Israel in regards to, he's saying, you don't want another intifada, which is people rising up against Israel. That's what he's saying now. It's like, oh, so that was, so there's another polarization taking place. But this is my concern. This is what I was going to want the Lord laid on my heart. Because now we're starting to hear, obviously, about the Ukraine. We're hearing, you know, Russia's coming in, Gog, the leader of the Middle East concerns for the Arab League, who we handed leadership to, is coming down trying to take leadership over the Ukraine. But if you look at it, that's actually part of, you know, based on many studies, that's part of Gog, that's part of Rush, you know, because it was one time part of Russia, but then it came out and he's wanting it back in Gog. But the whole thing is everybody's looking at the Ukraine while Gog. Everybody's looking at the right hand, but you should be watching the left hand, because if you got 500 million united Muslims with a percentage of those, not every one of them, but a percentage of radical Islam in that, who wants to push Israel into the sea, who has Persia, who is friends with Russia, who's getting their nuclear energies and their ideas and all from Russia. You know, it's like things are being set up right now where this suddenly is going to take place. And you got to hear about this. We're going to talk about it in our next program, but we're going to talk about Ezekiel 38 and 39, because it's like things are being set up for that. And I got good news for you. God is going to win. Israel's going to survive, but Israel's eyes are going to be open, knowing the reason why we're here, the reason why we've been gathered, the reason why we haven't been destroyed is because God exists, and he's the one that's protecting us. Make sure you join us in our next program. We're going to continue talking prophetically about it's not enough to know the news. We need to know what to do with the news. You know, you're listening to VFN TV.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Marietta, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, afterbath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hello to our Christian Television Network audiences out there and our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. We are excited about sharing this prophetic word that we began to share in our previous program. If you missed it, you got to catch it. We're talking about the Middle East and Russia and Ukraine and what does all this mean taking place and focusing on the Middle East. And but all of our attention's being taken over to the Indian Ocean with this missing Malaysia aircraft. Everything's being taken over to the East, you know, with further east than the Middle East with Ukraine and all that. But we back up a little bit. In recent reality is that the Middle East has been organized. It has been organized. It, you know, we talked about earlier in an earlier program. If you haven't yet heard program, you can. It's totally available for you for free. Just go to vfntv.com, click on the torch. It's called Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day. There's men that like to organize for their own dark reasons and their own self gain, but then there's the Organizer of the Day, which is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, I'm recently just, you know, working through a study of India. You just see all kinds of organizers of the dark there that has happened over 1,000 years, and this, you know, twisting men's desire for God and all these different things taking place. But right now, if you heard the earlier program, you know, the Middle East is being organized. Mm-hmm. It has been organized, and just basic Alinsky tactics, and I guess you would call it just, you know, people are easily, easily led. That's why we have to, as Christians, we should all be abiding with Jesus Christ. We should be spending time with him. And so when you're with other people who profess to be Christians or profess to be doing something good, that you're already hearing God already. So you're hearing his voice, you're in his word, you're reading the scriptures, so that you're able to say with authenticity by saying amen, right. Which means that's exactly right. That's what God's word says. And we all know in part and prophesy in part. But right now, I mean, this thing about Ezekiel 38, 39, he says, this will happen. The question is when will it happen? And it's like at this moment in time, the whole world appears to be being organized and everybody's just kind of following suit. And it boils down, you think about it, people say, well, I have a job. Will somebody take care of me? Well, I won't have to worry about anything. That sounds like utopia to me. And so all of a sudden you have that whole big government thing coming, world government thing coming in. Because I was just recently looking again over the headlines, the prophetic headlines for John Paul Jackson, which we're going to, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear right now. And I want you to remember this because prophecy is history in advance. And when John Paul Jackson began to hear from the Lord, these words begin to be fulfilled, but they have not all yet been fulfilled. And what I'm talking to you about the Middle East, it lines up exactly what's taking place in the world. As a matter of fact, listen up right now, John Paul Jackson talking about the perfect storm prophecy.
The Lord began to speak to me the message that I'm about to bring to you several years ago. But in June of this past year, 2008, he began to push me to speak about it in several conferences here in the United States and abroad. I have been praying and hoping that what I'm about to speak may be averted. However, I'm now concerned that without people speaking up, the church will not play its redemptive part in bringing the necessary change to this nation and the world. It involves five different elements: religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events. Massive problems in these five areas will come often and in combination and sometimes repeatedly. Each element has potentially several elements that will have national and international ripple effects. Some ripples will be worse than others depending on where you live and how you make your living. These things happen when righteousness fails to rule. God wants this nation to be everything it's called to. He loves this nation. He loves America. He loves you.
but he can't let us keep on the path that we're on because we're not following the dictates of why we were created in the very first place. The church has to become a living light again. The church has to become something that is a change agent in this earth. It's time for us to think seriously about what's going on. Jet streams are seemingly going to go wild to weather forecasters and cause major weather shifts. There will also be tornadoes in unusual places, and water from some of your faucets will be more expensive than oil. When President Mubarak in Egypt is no longer the leader of Egypt, a new terrorist leadership will take his place. Pakistan will end up becoming a harbinger of terrorists. We are going to see the worst riots in history. We need to declare sacred and solemn assemblies of repentance and corporate fastings in many parts of this nation and beyond. This is not a time for fear. This is not a time for sorrow. This really, really is a time for those who know their God to do great exploits. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Live for Him. Draw close to Him, and you're going to find that He will draw close to you. It never fails. Don't make God too small. You can never make Him too big. This is John Paul Jackson saying God bless you.
You can find out more by going to VFNTV.com on the front page and finding out more about the perfect storm and see these headlines. But we're seeing these things fulfilled. I mean, think about, you know, Pakistan being a harbinger for terrorists, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this was spoken out by the Lord before they went and killed Bin Laden.
Mubarak.
No. They went and killed, SEAL Team 6 went and killed Bin Laden. He said Pakistan would be a harbinger for terrorists.
That's where they found him.
Yeah, it was in Pakistan. Pakistan. And, of course, Mubarak went down, and you look at the Muslim Brotherhood rose and all. But a lot of that word hasn't been fulfilled yet.
Right.
The other is... that we would become so, our economy will be so stressed that we'll bring our military home. They're bringing home left and right. More cuts. We went from 10%, I believe, to 3% of our budget being spent on military, something of that nature. We cut NASA out. We've cut all these different things out. And everything that God said is coming to pass. So we have to understand that this is happening because the church's light has been going out. We got to repent. And hopefully John's going to be sharing with us soon what the Lord's been laying on his heart, which will bear witness with you, because repentance comes before refreshing.
That's right.
And we don't, everybody says we need a move of God, and God's going, it's yours anytime you want it. You the key to it is repentance. And so we're looking at the Middle East now being organized. And as we were talking about in the earlier program, and so this is part of what's taking place. The whole world is being strategized and organized by people that really see how they can manage the world.
Mm-hmm.
This probably blows their mind, unless they had a part of it, that this Malaysian aircraft went down and they can't find it because they thought they could track everything. But by the way, the Lord specifically took me in a night vision and showed me that they will soon be able to track the center of the ocean and it will be live. Showed me exactly every bit of that. And I was like, even in the middle of the ocean, they could see, not just a beeping noise, they could see us. I don't know if that's a future technology or if it's now and they're just not using it. I think it's a future thing because they'd probably, you know, go look for it. But you have to visually see it. But the Lord showed me very specifically that they took me, and it was just what amazing. God does. And so here we are. You're watching the Secretary of State and whoever's behind all that. And it's not really, truly, the Lord laid on John's heart early on before any of this happened, even our current president was in office, that he was going to be president. But this whole thing behind him was setting him up. They were using him to fulfill their agenda. But in politics, you know, everybody appears to be using everybody. People just want to know, do I get what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And except for the church should not be using anybody.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, we should be following Jesus and allow him to use us for his glory. And so you saw the Arab League, as we talked about in the earlier program, being polarized and organized, and they got behind the United States. They were ready to do something. We're talking about Arab League is like the United Nations of Muslims, you know, the Muslim nations. I mean, you got 21 Muslim nations, I believe, maybe more, and 500 million Muslims who said, let's deal with Syria.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we pass them off. Our president passes them off to Russia, to Rush, to Gog, to President Putin, the one whose military navy was on the fleet was on the screen behind our choice of leaders in North Carolina during the DNC, and who openly said, and I really don't think there was a mistake, you know, because you got to understand, if you're organizing the world, you've got to get these sound bites out there so people know, you know, those that are being led by the same spirit know that, hey, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election, and I'll transmit that to the president of Gog, of Rush. Yeah. So, okay, so imagine this. Now we're talking about unfolding a prophecy, and you can hear all of it in its entirety at VFNTV.com. So then so the Middle East outside of Israel was turned over to the Russian president. Mm-hmm. And openly, you know, surprisingly, the Muslim nations said, cool. Yeah, they just went with it. Because they were ready to finance us going in and dealing with, they were going to pay for us to go in, and we didn't take that up. And so now that happened, and now everything dies back down, everything gets quiet again, and everybody goes to sleep. Just move on, they're sleeping.
Right.
And so then you're watching after the Olympics and this big, huge, expensive presentation of something that's not really real, based on reports of their economy, that... you go in there and you start seeing President Putin come in and begin to try to take Ukraine. And now everybody's focused on Ukraine. Ukraine was originally a part of Russia, part of Gog. And he's wanting to take it back. Well, everybody now, the one who was given the Middle East, outside, the enemies of Israel, control over leadership of them, is now distracting us as we're looking over here at Ukraine, just going like, that just seems so... bipolar.
Right.
Well, that actually is the definition of an Alinsky tactic.
Yeah.
That it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't have to make sense. And Marshall Gantz, as we reported, and him talking himself, says it has to be an organizer has to be bipolar. They have to be all over the place. If everybody starts joining you here, you got to go there. And so now you have President Putin over here trying to take over a country while we are just going, well, I'm not going to show up at your meeting if you don't. That was the original threat. I'm not going to show up at your meeting. The very one that was lagging an hour behind when the G20 was held by Putin. and understand these organizers of the night, they know what's going on. It's just the church has to wake up. We have to wake up and understand this is what's happening. And our God is more powerful than any of this.
That's right.
But we first, for the time of refreshing, we're going to have to repent and come back to the Lord and his ways and understand. So now, and this is what the Lord's laid on my heart, everybody now is looking at the Ukraine. And look what happened. We sat back and allowed the very one that we gave the leadership of the Arab League to, 500 million Muslims, 21 possible Muslim nations, the enemies of Israel, some of them, not all of them's enemies of Israel, it's just some of them. So the radical Islamic aspect of it, not Muslims are not the enemy of Israel. And God loves Muslims, and so do we. That's not what we're talking about. And not even talking about people who follow Islam. We're talking about people who are radical. They every part of the Quran, they're saying, you know, destroy Israel, destroy the Jew, destroy the infidel. That crew.
Yeah.
So, and as a matter of fact, there's a big move of God right now in the northern parts of Africa where many, many Muslims are getting saved and they're seeing Jesus and he's showing himself mighty to the point where the church is getting jealous thinking, wait a minute, you know, but that's what it's taken. It's just really cool how much God loves Muslims. Yeah. And so in this, so here we are looking at and setting back while we're watching. We have a weakened military, reportedly, based on what the reports are. Some of the reports are that our military went from 10% of our gross national product expending on it to 3%. We're pulling NASA, which is our ability to see things, satellites, and exploring the spaces. They even pulled down the four blood moons for a while. There was a great protest. Brett Holderbaum was explain that to me, that those reports of that they had to put it back up again.
Wow.
It's important because when I get back from this break, I'm going to tell you something that I believe the Lord is showing to help us understand, get a better grip of what's taking place.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute. You know, we all have hopes and dreams, but how do you react when those finally come true and sometimes you feel let down? Priscilla Shire explains that those can be moments that you learn to trust God.
We go from feeling really great and grand about everything that's happening in our life to feeling a little down and dejected about some of those same things. Whether it's your marriage, your children, your job, the career path you chose to take in the first place. And do you know that it's at those times in your life when you don't feel like you're where you're supposed to be that God can finally step in and say, now I've got your attention. Now I can take you to where I want you to be.
As the great King Solomon learned, the things of this world won't fill a heart. God has what you truly need, and He alone can make you happy. You'll hear more from Priscilla Shire today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to Himself. And you know, basically, people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Middle East and what's taking place prophetically, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And trying to understand, you know, what's taking place and seeking insight and what the Lord has been sharing, you know, making known to us. When I look at what's taking place, as we're talking about, the whole world is now focusing on the Ukraine. They're focusing on Russia and what they're doing because they went ahead and took, what's the name of the region they took in Ukraine?
Crimea.
And as if that's not enough, that's what they said they wanted. Now they're wanting to come in and take over. They're surrounding it. And so it's like, it's never going to be enough. You can never satisfy people who are held captive by the Lucifer to do his will. I mean, you're never going to satisfy them. You just got to be cold, bold and confident and say this, you know, don't take my
stuff
or tear down this wall.
That's right.
And so in the context of that, he is now keeping our attention, the one who has this leadership in the Middle East over here and further than the Middle East, further east, has our attention over here focusing on Ukraine, doing something like, what are you doing to Ukraine?
Right.
And everybody's looking there while everybody's forgot about it, appears, what's taking place that our own Secretary of State said, you don't want to see another intifada, do you?
Hmm.
It's like, and since those words, you know, we barely know English,
right,
that we don't understand what he really said. You don't want the people that hate you to come and start throwing rocks and stones and bombs and missiles at you, do you? I mean, that's like, that's what happens on the school playground.
It's a threat.
It's a serious threat. And, but you don't, I mean, you're not threatening, you're threatening the apple of God's eye when it's doing that.
Careful, careful.
And so how could this happen? And this is so important to understand this. That Satan's into bipolar narratives. In other words, if you have a narrative that says yes, he will take that very same lingo and that vocabulary and he will use it as a no. Because so many people that work off their own wisdom and their own logic, and they think just because you understand it
everybody else is stupid because they don't understand it. Mm-hmm. But one day they will understand it. And it's like, no, you have to understand their minds are blinded by the God of this world. It's not based off your logic. You know, God, you know, just frustrates the intellect of the intelligent and all that. You know, he's just so far beyond your mind. And so in the context of that, you think about this. If you read the Quran, if you read the parts of the Quran that talks about, you know, they have a bipolar negative, they have a total negative print or a bipolar narrative of the revelation of Christ, where, you know, we know that the beast will come out of the ground and he will put a mark on everybody's head. And we go, well, that's Satan, you know, and that's the mark's not good.
Right.
Well, you have to understand. So then, and the worst lie all is a religious lie. So be careful for those, because all of a sudden now you have Islam. We have the Quran. The Quran saying that the beast will come out of the ground, but the beast is actually a good thing. And the mark proves that we're right. And this guy, Jesus, has to come back and repent, and he will come back, but he'll have to repent for calling himself the Son of God. Mm. And so that's why they'll make war because they believe they're buying into the lie. And that's why it's so important. Listen, 81% of the church in America don't even pick up your Bible. I mean, think about how many lies you're actually held captive by right now, because you don't even get in the truth, the word. Mm. And only 3% out of that 19% that read it are the ones that actually apply it to their life, according to George Barner's statistics. Right. And so you got to be real careful, because the same language will be used. And so that is a bipolar negative, and that's what happens in these things. And so you look at when you're seeing what's taking place right now, we are on the verge of beginning 15 months of the four blood moons. Mm. Understanding that you're thinking, well, obviously, you know, this is going to be finished. Nobody's going to do anything. No, you'll find potentially there's a bipolar negative that says these four blood moons is a sign that we're finally going to be able to push the infidel and the Jew into the sea. And we're finally, you know, our Iman or whoever's going to come out of the ground, you know, whatever. Right. But there's some other narrative going on. Mm-hmm. And so you can't say, well, you know, the four blood moons will answer for us. No, he will grab that. Satan will take that and make it. You think about this. In India, they have one of the gods that they worship there, and they have tons of them, but one of them is called the King of Kings.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like they just take the narrative of true King of Kings,
right,
and they use it. So you got to be real careful. So don't think these four blood moons is going to solve everything. I really believe it's going to be the thing that begins to cause the enemies of God, you know, to be fueled up. And see, there's our sign. So why in the world would they try to pull the four blood moons off of NASA's, reportedly off of the NASA's website? Because that's their sign, mm-hmm, versus the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're getting all hyped up. Because look at it. This whole thing is being organized over there. You have Israel totally surrounded. You have the West Bank, which is really Israel. And they call that the West Bank, by the way, because Jordan tried to take it over, and they call it the West Bank of Jordan. Mm. But it's not the West Bank. It's Israel. It's like Samaria and Judea.
Right.
Judea. And so it's important to be able to understand what's going on. And so we could be at the very edge of Ezekiel 38 and 39. And so these four blood moons that are, it's a 15-month time period. And remember this, they began with disaster and end with deliverance. They began with tragedy. Well, we're going to talk about in our next program in more detail, reading right through Ezekiel 38 and 39, understanding this is a huge tragic thing. All of a sudden, that as they're making plans to come in and come against Israel, earthquakes begin to happen and fire begins to happen and tragedy, so much tragedy comes against those who tries to come against Israel. It's going to take them 7 months to bury the bodies to prevent the land from being contaminated, and 7 years to burn the weapons. Well, think about Syria. That's the biggest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world. Mm. And now you think about, they'll come in like a cloud, as they'll be talking about in Ezekiel, from the north, and you think about Gog. There's You know, Persia, that's Iran. They're close, tight friends right there. You got Syria. That's right there where Russia has its bases, right there in Syria. That's why they didn't want to interfere with what's happening in Syria there. And all of a sudden, and also you're looking at Kush and the other southern areas of, I mean, they're getting ready to do this thing, it looks like. While everybody's looking at the right hand over here in Ukraine, they're looking out in the Indian Ocean out here for the Malaysia aircraft. Right. It's like, right, something's wrong here. Why all of a sudden, and we're moments away from the beginning of four blood moons, listen, we have to watch and pray so that we do not fall. It's time for us to turn our hearts to Israel and begin to pray and quit thinking logically. Think in faith. Begin to get in the Word of God and find out what God's Word says and said, that's who I'm going to follow. I'm going to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And understand this, when the blinders come off of the Jews, when they see the goodness of the Messiah and Yeshua, that the end day for the Gentile, the non-Jew who'd become a believer, could very well be over. I don't know. But once the full number is over, I mean, that's it. Once the dispensation of grace. And so I just want to encourage you, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is the day. Find out how we made him the Lord of our life at meetmyfather.org. That's meetmyfather.org.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. Mm-hmm. It's doubtful. It's this... Hitler-like type conversations, or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian, or Muslim type conversations, or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, "Hey, I can know things without being terrified. I can. Mm-hmm. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on." There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing, and they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to... de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, mm-hmm. and the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN.